Quincy Bremer is 13 and lives in Windsor. His blondish bangs, still noticeably damp from morning shower, fall loosely across his forehead. 2 years ago, he decided on a whim to grow out his hair for Locks of Love, the charity that provides hair pieces for children. But he had no idea how hurtful the name-calling would be.
You look like a girl. You need to cut it. You're gay. You're a douchebag.
Even explaining the charitable purpose behind his decision didn't satisfy those inclined to harass him. In his experience, people chose to see what they wanted to see.
Just because you have long hair doesn't mean you're gay.
The experience was also hard on his mom, Julia, who says she had a difficult time watching her son get bullied.
When an 11-year-old boy comes home and says, I'm going to donate my hair to cancer patients or people who suffer from alopecia, you don't say, oh, honey, that's a terrible idea. You know, people are going to make fun of you and, you know, it's going to be hard. And think about the grooming and the, you know, you don't say that because he's doing something kind for somebody else.
After more than a year of snide remarks, insults in the hall, and confusion from some relatives, it all came to a low point for Quincy. His mother remembers one fight in particular with a now former close friend.
Bikes thrown and scooters thrown. And then he came inside. That was actually the one day when he said, I hate our neighborhood. I hate my life. No. I wanted to
move.
He got picked on just because of his perceived sexuality, not because of, you know, reality.
This is Courtney Luce, advisor of the Gay Straight Alliance at Union Colony Preparatory School, the small Greeley charter that Quincy attends. While bullying is not a big issue inside the school, Luce says social media like texting and Facebook have changed how bullies operate.
You know, students have this false sense of security. They say things to each other now that they would have never said to someone's face prior to, you know, all of the social networking sites.
The challenge of combating cyberbullying was one of the reasons that openly gay Democratic State Representative Sue Schaefer pushed through a bipartisan anti-bullying law this year. It requires school districts to update their definitions of bullying to include the cyber realm, and it establishes a bully prevention fund that will allow school districts to receive grant money for bullying education.
So this fund will be able to allow smaller districts to apply for money so that they can get some really good training on how to promote a safe, civil environment and eliminate bullying as much as possible.
But will this work to reduce bullying? Columbia University's Mark Hatzenbuehler thinks so.
These results are suggesting that when we're supporting gay youth and helping them to be accepted, everyone benefits.
This April, he and a team of researchers published a study that assessed the effect of social environment on suicide attempts in Oregon. They found that lesbian, gay, and bisexual youth are 20% less likely to attempt suicide in more tolerant environments, as defined by the presence of groups like gay straight alliances and the existence of anti-bullying and discrimination programs. But Hatzenbuehler also found that straight youth were 9% less likely to attempt suicide in the same type of tolerant environment.
It suggests that when we create supportive environments that reduce harassment and discrimination and embrace tolerance for all youth, that can really have beneficial mental health consequences for youth regardless of sexual orientation.
But even the sponsor of Colorado's new bullying law, Sue Schaefer, admits the legislation is limited by its lack of enforcement mechanisms and won't come close to preventing all types of bullying.
Even though it doesn't do as much as I would like it to do, I got more calls thanking me for this bill than for any other bill that was down here.
In his case, Quincy Bremer managed to keep going despite the verbal and physical abuse. By the time he cut his hair, it was 11 inches in every direction. He keeps the folded and worn certificate from Locks of Love in his wallet.
It would have just been a waste. Like, I was either for everything or for nothing. Kind of just felt good. Morally right, I guess.
For KUNC, I'm Will Whitwer.